Good morning and welcome to our little service for Mothering Sunday. Once again, Vivian is with me.
Hello.
And she'll be playing our piano. If we'd known that this was happening, we'd have had the piano tuned. So apologies for that. But there we are. We're just trying to keep in touch and trying to keep people connected to God and connected to each other. So today is Mothering Sunday, where we think about our parents and we think about those who are like parents to us, and we think about our church, that community that cares for us. An opening sentence. As a mother comforts her child, says God, so I shall comfort you. I'm going to ask Vivian to play just a verse of Trusting Jesus Every Day. From the Methodist hymn book, number 517, it looks like. We're going to turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, like a mother, you enfold us in your care. You never forget us. You never forsake us. You are utterly dependable. We come with hymns and spiritual songs to offer our praise and prayers. All glory be to you, loving God. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ shared in the life of an earthly home, we confess our sins to you. We've not treated one another with love and respect. We have put ourselves first and been inconsiderate. We've not treated one another with kindness and compassion. We've been quick to take offence and slow to forgive. We've not given you the honour and praise you deserve. We've been foolish and disobedient and wandered far from you. Give us compassion, kindness, humility, patience, meekness and gentleness, that we may be clothed with that love which binds everything together in perfect harmony. We pray all of our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Vivian to read to us. We're just Vivian to read to us now. This is one of the readings appointed for today. The reading is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 to 17.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
Thank you. Thank you, Vivian. So, Mothering Sunday, I don't know what Mothering Sunday means to you. Perhaps I know there are some listeners who are grieving still because of the loss of their mothers. And perhaps some people never knew their mothers. Perhaps for you this is about giving thanks to God for your parents or those who currently care for you. Or perhaps it's about thanking God for your mother church, that community, that group of people who we are missing right now, that we can't gather with, that are never but are certainly not very far from our hearts. I've just discovered Moonpig. how you can send personal cards to people. And I sent my mother a card this year for Mothering Sunday. And I recreated a picture that my mother has. It's a picture of me as a toddler with my teddy bear. And so with a gap of probably 50 years, there's a picture on the card of me as a toddler and me today with the same teddy bear. And the caption I put underneath it was, "I'm still your little boy." Even though we're not at church, we're still part of the church. That church has always been there for us, and that church will always be there for us. In these uncertain times, in these difficult times, we have to remember to keep in touch with one another, to connect with one another, and to care for one another. At the moment, we don't know how long we will be in this situation for. We just don't know when we will gather again as a church congregation. But my prayer is that we continue to have Christ at the centre of our lives and the centre of our relationships. Amen. We're going to listen to another piece of music. The words of this say, "What a hope I've found, more faithful than a mother. It would break my heart to ever lose each other." Thank you, Vivian. Say the Lord's Prayer, then Vivian's going to lead us in some prayers of intercession. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And so our prayers of intercession. Gracious God, on this Mothering Sunday we bring you our prayers for all entrusted with the responsibility of motherhood. We pray for mothers the world over, recognising both the joys and the demands of their experience. The privileges and the pressures, the hopes and the fears, the pleasure and the pain that motherhood entails. We pray for those bringing up children alone, bearing the responsibility of parenthood, struggling sometimes to make ends meet. We pray for mothers who have experienced heartbreak. Particularly today we pray for mothers whose children were stillborn or seriously disabled, injured, maimed, or killed through accident or assault, struck down by disease or terminal illness. And we ask together that you would comfort them in their sorrow. We pray for those denied the joy of motherhood, enduring the trauma of infertility, prevented on health grounds from risking a pregnancy, or unable to establish a relationship into which children can be born. Help them to come to terms, Lord, we pray, with their pain. We pray for those who foster or adopt children, those who long to do so but who are denied the opportunity, and those who for various reasons have had to give up their children. and they were haunted by the image of what might have been. Grant them your support and your strength. We pray finally for those who long to discover their natural mothers, those who are becoming estranged from them, and those whose mothers have died, all for whom Mothering Sunday brings pain rather than pleasure, hurt rather than happiness. May your love enfold them always. Gracious God, we pray for our mothers, and for, indeed for mothers and children everywhere. May your blessing be upon them, your hand guide them, your love enrich them all. Loving Lord, hear our prayer, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're almost at the end of this short time of worship. I do hope that I'm able to send you something around this time next week as well. So we're going to finish now with a rousing hymn. We are battling, aren't we? Battling to keep in touch and battling against this virus. So Vivian's going to play for us now, Fight the Good Fight. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.